Yep.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, cuz? Pause.
Hey, I was super excited. And then I read the questions and I got really excited.
That motherfucker got on here quicker than a bitch, didn't he?
Right?
You damn right, damn, bro.
What's happening? It's been far too long, man. I'll meet you guys. This nigga said, I'm making sure my spot is secure.
Word. Word. And you know, yeah, it's probably going to be the last one on, like always.
Yeah.
Yo, I'd sure. be sending Ray mad shit, and I'd be like, yo, I hope you don't play this shit out loud at work.
Bruh, I'd be cracking up so heavy, too, bro. I'd be dying on these reels and shit you be sending, man. Word, that shit be having me cracking up.
I was like, I'm going to get this nigga fired because he's going to actually play this shit out loud.
I told you Ray was going to be last.
Of course he is.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Can you hear me now? Hey, can you hear me? Am I clear? Am I clear? Do I sound far away?
Mm-hmm. Adjust the treble.
Oh, shit. God damn, my bad. I'll try.
I'm fucking with you, bro.
Adjust the treble. Kiss my ass.
Nigga Jones, how you doing, my brother? How you doing,
dude? Listen, man. The county is kicking my ass, dog.
Damn.
Like every time I get there, just like, yo, we got trucks in these. I was like, oh shit.
Damn.
What?
This nigga Mikey sound like a young pastor that's about to ask to pass the collection plate around.
Mm-hmm. Try to make you feel guilty for not fucking putting nothing in there.
But for real, do I sound loud or not? Whoa. I'm trying to.
No, it's just extra clear. Like,
no, just like super clear.
Super clear.
Super clear. Okay, all right, super, all right.
What's wrong to say? When Mikey's pastor and he be using that line from Coming to America, he says, we prefer money that jingles.
We prefer the one that folds.
No, we accept the money that jingles, but we prefer the one that folds.
All right. What are y'all talking about?
Coming to America. What the girl name is? That was the girl. What her name? God, what was the name on the show? On the damn movie?
Sherry Heatley, right?
Yeah. That was her.
Hey, Mikey was buddy from Soul Glow. Looked at the damn basket and kept passing that bitch. Made that look.
You know what?
Word.
I'm like, say that boy good. That boy
hard. That boy terrible.
All right, so it's Talk Tuesday.
That's your chocolate.
Talk Tuesday. So, order of appearance. Two Guns said it earlier when he and I were on the phone.
I said, let Ray go first since he's been here forever.
Let's go,
Ray.
Bet.
Ray. Mikey.
For sure. You got, yeah.
Red.
My bad.
Ray, Mikey, Red, me, of course, Digger.
I bet.
Always last.
Yeah.
All right. So the first question is not really a question.
Not at all.
And read this question very clear.
I'm going to read it very clear.
Because I'm going to go first on this one.
All right. Yeah. Let Two Gun go first on this one.
For sure.
It says, y'all be on some cornball shit talking about people let me read this again. I stammered my words. Y'all be on some cornball shit talking about people that ask questions using the show as a mask. Y'all on some insecure shit.
First of all, my Gunner? Heart, respectfully, suck my dick. Ain't nobody using nothing. There's no mask. We grown ass individuals. If it's correct. A stupid question, we gonna say it's stupid. If it's that's a right. question we don't like, we gonna say we don't like it. Why? Right. So other people don't ask the same stupid questions.
That's fine.
You understand what I'm saying? You a grown ass man, so you're not gonna tell somebody if they ask you a stupid question in front of your face? Probably not.
Mm.
With all that feminine energy, you probably the same little kid that didn't tell your mommy your uncle touched you.
Listen, I want to say something about this, because I'm gonna tell you exactly what I think this is. Okay, this is a person. Well, first and foremost, I'm just gonna put it out there. I saw the profile. First of all, I don't argue with niggas who call themselves Mimi.
Feminine.
What?
Like that's first and foremost.
What the fuck?
But I will address you because you know,
come downstairs. Where the fucking mother cook is at?
That's the first thing. But I'm gonna address you because I know exactly what happened. And this is just me just thinking out loud. But I think what happened was your bitch asked a question on the show. And then you didn't like the way that we answered your bitch's question.
Right.
So you, as a bitch, had to help your bitch out because we didn't answer the question, I guess, your bitch answered that she wanted to hear, right? So essentially, this is what it is.
And it was either his bitch or his dude, because remember some dude asked some weird sexual question that one time, too.
Right.
That could be your bitch, too. Right. That could be your bitch too. So essentially, there's two things I'm gonna say here, right? First and foremost, like Gunna said, we don't know who asked these questions. Digga is the only person because it's on his IG. So everything that we say and every question that we ask, it comes from an honest, unbiased state of, that's a fucking dumbass question, or this motherfucker that asked this question is dumb as shit, right? Right. Because it all comes from a place of not knowing. Right. And we do it that way because we want this to be authentic. We want this to be genuine. We want to be unbiased when we ask these questions. Now, your bitch, host, whatever you want to call it.
Say it again for the people in the back, my
Your bitch.
Call them again. There it is.
Your bitch may have asked a question that fell into that category of us giving an honest opinion that you did not like. All right, but it all comes from a place of honesty, right? So there's no mask, because I'm gonna tell you what, if you or your bitch stand in front of me, I would say the same fucking thing that I said on the show to you in your bitch's face. So once again, I'm gonna tell you, thanks for listening, because this at least lets me know that we got three listens out of you. The listen to the show that pissed you off, the listen to this show right now, so I'm addressing you directly because I know you're listening because you want to hear the answer. That's just all it is. It's all honesty. So there's no mask. And if you was in front of me, I'd say the same thing without a mask on, right? So, facts. Like, I just say, chill the fuck out. Stop being a bitch trying to protect your bitch.
Facts.
And so,
facts.
Right.
Yeah, right.
You know, man. I was about to come in with a very, very calm and subtle answer, but I see the energy my brothers is on. My name is on, so I'm gonna have to address this in different form. Number one, man, you can't sit here and be getting fucking pissed because we don't fucking bog down the dumbass fucks, bro. We some smart niggas up in here, okay? It's a lot of
say that one more time.
It's some smart niggas in this bitch, bro. Lot of degrees, lot of accomplishments, lot of funds, lot of things going on here. First of all, number two, appreciate the fucking viewership, motherfucker, because so who's the fucking idiot out of this motherfucker here? So that goes to show that you just mad that we not answering the damn questions that are stupid because they on your level. So right. How about you step your fucking game up and leave my peoples alone, because this is a dope fucking show. Period.
Go train your bitch to ask better questions.
Damn.
Mikey, I would just like I'm going to keep it calm, cool, and collective, okay? I don't know who this bitch or bitch ass nigga is, but I don't respond to shit like that. Like it's irrelevant to me. You know what I'm saying? Don't get mad because you want to ask a question, but we don't answer it the way you want it to be answered, or we think it's a dumbass question. That's just our opinion. I'm sorry. Go ask somebody else the goddamn question. But hey, like they say, we appreciate you listening to the show. I thank you so very much, sir.
And Mimi, you said on your fucking Facebook
page,
you don't dive into fucking fuckery.
Yeah.
What is it? This is first class fuckery, Mimi.
Go
emancipate yourself, Mimi.
Oh my God.
Just like motherfucker.
Remember, you clicked on Digger's face.
Just like Sean Wayne said on Don't Be a Menace, nigga, I don't know you.
Right.
All right.
You clicked on Digger's face, Mimi. Enjoy the show.
So it's my turn?
Yes, sir.
Light up, baby.
All right. So, about us being on some quote unquote cornball shit, what's so cornball about it? You ask us questions, we answer. Your girl might ask us questions, guess what? We answer. Pretty simple, calm, plain, and to the point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too easy. Too easy.
Using the sword as a mask?
Dirty bitch.
And it's hard for you. And it's hard for you to answer with my dick in the mouth. Just remember that, nigga.
Using the show as a mask. You sat there and asked a question that the other, you know, correspondents can't see. They don't know who you are.
Yeah.
No.
Who's really using the mask right now, huh?
Oh.
And other than that.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
We love when people ask us questions like this. You know why? Because it shows us how insecure you really are.
Well.
Now, without further ado, can you please pass the collection plate? We talked about dry begging last week. You did leave your Cash App on your page. So I will sit there and put the Cash App on the show, so that way you can either buy better manners or buy some security.
Let the church say, "Amen."
Amen.
All right.
Train your bitch.
On to the next question.
This wouldn't happen if you kept your bitches out of our DMs.
This motherfucker's at this table, and you bringing that idiot shit to a real fucking table. Get the fuck out of here.
Keep that feminine energy back to where you at,
Mimi.
Keep your bitch out of our DMs. This wouldn't happen.
Oh, shit.
God damn. So the next question is, it's at a lighter tone. How about that?
Oh, we fucked up. Respectfully.
Favorite sports team of all time.
Name what?
Favorite sports team of all time. That's very difficult. Mm. But I know what you're gonna say, right?
I'm gonna go with one I know, even though we didn't win the Super Bowl that year. But that 07 Patriots team was so much fun to watch, man. I mean, they're my guys. That's my favorite team by year. Them motherfuckers did not win that year, but I mean, I went, my first fucking football camp was Drew Bledsoe, so.
There you go.
You right. know what I'm saying?
I was thinking to myself, no, Ray, I was like, damn, you got 6 teams to choose from.
Yeah, I'm all over the place. You're right.
See, my team would be motherfucking, of course, Green Bay Packers. Time. You know what is the trophy called again? Ray? Mark? Anybody?
Lombardi.
All right. Praise Jesus. Okay, all right. That's all I have to say right there. Boom.
I can't answer that because we got 6 of them fuckers.
Dirty bitch.
Damn. All right. I got two for mine. I give you a basketball one and a football one. So my basketball one is the 2013 Miami Heat, where Ray Allen made that.
Bang!
I hate that team.
Bro. I know you do. And then the 2015 Carolina Panthers. That was the year that Cam Newton won the MVP.
MVP, yeah. Super Bowl. Yeah.
Very underrated running game for that team. Yeah, I got to see them on the field that year. That I was on the field for one of the games in the tunnel. So that was pretty dope. Yeah.
Oh, for me, it's like we used to get TBS and TNT Little and WGN, so we saw a lot of Atlanta games and a lot of Chicago games.
Oh yeah,
games. So hell yeah! I'm gonna just go with the Braves and the Bulls.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
That's what I remember seeing as a kid all the time: Braves and the Bulls.
Right.
And it really don't got nothing to do with Michael Jordan either. It was just that was on TV. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had no choice but to start loving the nigga.
So for me, I want to say it was the 96 Bulls.
Yeah. Thank you for saving this conversation.
That's when Rodman joined.
Bad, go wrong with bad boy.
And Rodman was a beast.
Yeah.
Because everybody played their position, but for some odd reason, I really enjoyed watching Dennis Rodman play.
Hey, he wasn't afraid to slap a wrist.
You know.
Wow.
And sorry for those who think I'm just talking out loud. We're referring to Karl Malone.
I saw a stat line, Digga. Like, he had 0 points and 25 rebounds.
49.
I saw that line when he
was 40-something rebounds.
No, 49. It was 49 when he was on the Spurs.
Yeah. It was 47 rebounds, 0 points, crazy, and 5 fouls.
Like, his yearly averages used to be like 4, 5, 6, 2 points sometimes.
Right.
Yeah. Like, right.
He'd never give you no more than 10, really, on a good day.
And do you remember the game where Dennis Rodman hit 3 threes?
I do remember that.
Oh, Jesus,
man.
Lord.
Yeah. He was the definition of a role player, though, right? So he was like one of those cats that you tell, just go on the court, grab rebounds, and punch niggas. Like, that was
And I may be wrong. This might be my own opinion, but he might be the original, because going back with him with the Pistons, I know he scored a little bit there, but he might be the original guy that was just getting the tough defense, the tough rebounds. Like,
you know what I'm saying? This man was getting rebounds over Manute.
Like,
Bull,
I know
Manute, nigga.
And then you got guys down the line like your Ben Wallace's, and I'll even say Draymond Green.
Well, don't forget about your Anthony Masons and your Charles Oakley.
Don't forget about Masons. Guys like that, for sure.
Like, they was just bullies.
So the next question is, name something that you keep, name something that you always have, no matter what.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ray. I'm a bad.
Bro, it ain't even no question. My motherfucking word, bro.
Hey.
Always had that shit with me, bro.
That's facts.
That's facts. You know what I'm going to say? Y'all listen. Y'all, just listen real quick. Just listen real quick. Just listen. Everybody be quiet. There it is. All right. My damn Bud Lights. Goddamn. That's what I got.
Fucking light.
My Bud Lights. But no, being serious is family. It's family.
That's facts. Yeah.
Blood or nothing.
For me, it would be, if it's something like tangible, it would always be either my Apple Watch or my phone, because I got to stay connected.
Always.
Yeah, you know I mean, but if it's like something like from like a personal standpoint, I'm always just going to have, I'll probably either, it's between my sense of fashion or my sense of humor.
Right. Nice. Okay, okay.
Hey, tangible, did you get that fucking word, Mimi? Too smart of a word for you?
Tangible.
Excuse me, Digga.
That means you can touch it.
Your bitch. Hey,
your bitch.
Yeah. So good.
What is something that we always have on us?
Yeah. I got to send you and Mikey that profile, too.
No matter what, I always got a knife on me.
Okay, all right.
No matter what.
Got to be safe out this bitch, man.
For real, going in a club, bar, I bet you I got a knife on me. A long one, too. Normal.
It says, name something that you always have no matter what. I always have a box of Roger Wood in a fridge.
Fat.
Hold on. Whether it's my work room or my fridge at home.
Oh, my God. I'm hating, though, because we don't have that up here.
Oh!
Mark don't understand, Daniel.
No,
my
mom
didn't bring me by 7 boxes of the motherfucker. Digga, man. That's great shit right there, fam.
Well, you see how y'all feel about the Roger Wood? That's how I feel about the liver pudding.
Right.
And I can't get that.
Shit.
I ain't gonna lie. I remember that liver pudding. Pops used to eat that, right?
I'm about to say, Dad, you eat that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Nigga, when I go to South Carolina, I be bringing that shit back like dope. They bust open my suitcase looking for that shit.
Y'all niggas country, boy. Goodness.
Can you imagine that?
motherfuckers lining the inside of their car for like sausages and fucking.
Nigga, they opened up my opened up my bag looking for it. They thought it was a brick of dope. And they left me a note that, oh, we had to go on your bag because da 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 da. I'm like, wow. Liver pudding and some chicken salad.
They said that shit, good too.
For real. They said this nigga got a couple bricks in his bag.
So the next question is, non-sexual thing a woman does that automatically makes her attractive.
Humor. If you can make me laugh, bro, if you can make me crack up just by being yourself, and that's not like all in public, like I'm fucking like over there crack, like laughing really fucking hard. I'm talking about if we have candid moments and I can have a good moment with you where I can laugh a lot, that automatically attractive.
Gotcha.
Being motherfucking humble.
Gotcha.
Be humble. Like if you ain't got all this at all, like just be humble with it, baby. Come on now. If you got your flaws and you flaunt your flaws, be humble, bitch. I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I didn't mean to call y'all bitches, but bitch, be humble.
There's only one bitch on this show, and that's Mimi.
Yeah. All right, we're going.
I was so hyped.
We're going at it all night, Mimi.
Yo. Oh my god.
Motherfucker don't know what he started. Hit him with that DMX. Hey, Mimi.
Look here. See, y'all leave Mimi alone. Now. All right. Y'all leave Mimi alone.
My bad, Mimi. That shit doesn't even roll off the tongue. Punk. Anyway, my answer is same thing as Ray. Being able to have a conversation with somebody and also being able to have them make me laugh. You know what I mean? So like,
I learned that from you, bro.
Yeah, I mean that's always going to be a real good key, because most women are they try to shelter themselves or hold themselves to a certain way because they want you to view them a certain way. If you're out there, you're making me laugh, and there's humor in that conversation, and it's a good flowing conversation, that lets me know that you're open and that like all walls are down. So
all walls are down.
All of them.
Not yet.
See.
Just be born pretty.
Wow.
We'll take care of whatever after that.
We are all beautiful. We are all beautiful in God's eyes. All right.
Yeah. I ain't got God's eyes. I got my eyes.
Oh my God. Yo.
Facts.
Right. Oh man.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Yeah.
What do I got?
Hey, Mimi.
Oh my God. Yo.
All right. So, shout out to Red for even recommending DMX on that. But, I think a woman that listens.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry.
A woman you must not find too many bitches attractive.
Wow. Damn.
Because all the ones that listen is already married. You heard?
But yeah, finding a woman that listens and that's actually caring for you, that's dope.
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
You better treat them right.
The next question says, what is the most interesting place you have ever visited?
Visited?
Memes. Memes.
Oh, man. That's funny.
No one's awkward down there.
Visited, I would have to say, it's the Virgin Islands.
Oh, word.
Yeah, it was great down there. It really was. Lived is Korea.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. See, that damn Korea boy. They don't know nothing about that. See.
Yeah, boy.
Mikey, I think that's a whole nother show the way you just said that.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Boy.
See. But
he ain't lying.
Yeah, boy, he ain't never lied. Anyway,
anything you want.
Oh,
I would say Jamaica.
Yeah.
I have a little mini story. I was on a cruise, went to Jamaica, Nassau, Jamaica, or whatnot. And I was just walking by myself like I usually do. And family over there shopping and shit, walking on the beach and shit. Motherfucker run up to me with a whole like a big ass plastic Ziploc bag full of grass. I said, I said, what the fuck is that? I smelled that shit. I said, oh, no, I'm good. I'm good, Bobby. He said $20. I said, $20?
Goddamn.
You know how many ounces that little goddamn Ziploc bag is? Yes. Oh, let me see here. I got some Ziploc bags in a damn cabinet right there.
It was a freak
bag. Nigga.
My boy went to check his kitchen.
It was the regular sandwich bag, Ziploc bag. I said, oh, my Lord.
$20, Mikey ain't never waking up.
You right. I ain't getting back to that boat. I had to haul ass. I said, nah, I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm all right.
You should have got that shit. That shit be good.
My shit, take it back on a cruise ship, but get my ass arrested.
Shit, dude, fuck it.
Wow.
For me, I'm gonna take the Ray approach. The most interesting place I ever lived would be right out like Nova, Northern Virginia, like right outside of DC. Man, that place is like phenomenal. The most you heard that? You heard that?
This nigga, he whistles something like phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm talking like that nigga's bitch. You know what I mean?
Throwing them alleys.
The most interesting place I ever visited was Brooklyn. And I only say that because I only been in New York one other time. And it was like in the tourist area, like Manhattan and all that other shit. Like Brooklyn is different. You can just feel how different Brooklyn is. You take like a couple of turns down the wrong street. Like you can just feel like the different Brooklyn has a different energy. The people are like way different. All the people I interacted with down there are like way different.
Yeah,
It's a different animal. So I liked it.
There's a zoo down there, bro.
The Brooklyn Zoo.
Bro, I have to say the same. That's the most interesting place I lived and been. Got to be Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, yeah.
Yeah, like it's just, it's like a melting pot, and then it's, I can't explain it. It's like just the right amount of everything you need.
And that's a good way to put it, kind of like I was only down there for a day, but like it's like very hard to explain.
Mm-hmm. You know so put it like this, if you a hippie, you could be a total hippie. If you a robber, you could be a total robber. If you're like a school person, you could. It's like anything and everything. You know what I mean?
All in one place. It was wild.
Just like Gunna say, anything you want.
And then don't forget about the food. Oh my God! Every section is a different nationality or ethnicity.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
And the food is bomb down there. We ate at a couple of different spots when we were down there, and both spots were amazing.
Yeah.
And one was like this little hole in the wall, man. I thought there was like a rat like crawling and shit. Like it was like a hole in the wall, but the food was banging.
All right, so my turn, right?
Yeah.
The most.
That nigga said place. That shit kind of. I don't know how you said that.
Well, wait, how'd right. I say it?
So.
Oh.
If you said it. I don't know.
No.
He said like Mimi would have said it.
Word.
I told y'all I wasn't going to do that.
All right. The most interesting place I've ever been to, believe it or not, was jail.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You said what?
I thought you were gonna say like New Jersey or some shit, bro.
Maybe not in this jail, because the thing about it is you really don't know how free you are until you get everything stripped.
Take me to jail.
What?
Shit.
You know, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing more demeaning than squatting and coughing.
I got a story. We'll say that for another podcast.
That's that military MEPS process right there.
Nigga.
I got a story about that, but we'll save that for another podcast.
I told him I got caught with weed. Where am I stuffing this shit?
The second most interesting place I've been to was Mimi's bitch's house.
Oh,
it is. What up, though? What's happening?
What that mouth do? See, Scott. All right.
So the next question.
That shit smells like spoiled milk and piss, didn't it?
Smell like cat food. Smell like cat food and ass.
Smell like sex, fear, and depression.
So, oh man, Mimi, if you're still listening, thanks for being a trooper.
Right. The next question reads: apologize to anyone in your heart on the podcast.
You know why this is funny? Because it sounds like Mimi wrote this question. Yeah.
Hey, Mimi.
looking for us to apologize to this bitch.
Do I have to follow through with this? Because I don't have people I need to apologize to.
Thank you, Ray.
Me and my brothers are good. My family's good. My job, we good. The fuck I gotta apologize for?
Right. I feel like this is a female mistake. That's an in the moment thing. Yes.
When I make a fucking mistake, then I'll apologize. I don't need to apologize in the open air. That's me.
Oh, no. It's on the mark. I'm with Ray on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way because I think I'm at a place in my life where like any apologizing or apologies that I needed to do, I've done. The only apology that I can think of is just something that, you know, I had this conversation earlier today. Is like, you know, there were some things early in my life, especially that I could have handled different just to make things a little bit more comfortable for my oldest. But we already had a sit down conversation with that about that.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think to Ray's point, I'm at a good place, but I feel like I don't need to apologize to anybody for nothing.
Right.
I don't apologize. Anybody know I'm a retard?
Jesus.
I apologize like a black mother. Y'all come on and get something to eat now. Ain't nobody gonna feed you if they don't like you. So
that's facts.
No. We going senseless. We going senseless.
Oh man, who do I want to apologize to?
Hey, Mimi.
Wow.
I really got nobody to apologize to because I've already apologized to who I need to apologize to. It is what it is.
But,
like, if you've never gotten an apology for me, then I really didn't.
Yeah, didn't deserve one.
Nope, that's facts. So the next question is, what is the most toxic thing you've ever done to someone?
Gave her a bus fucking fare to go back to fucking ass, nigga.
I remember this story.
You better put your fucking child on the lap because I ain't pay for that little fucker either. Get out of here.
Damn, fuck this kids?
In that situation, it was fuck the kids.
My boys. My people know the story, unless Two Gun want to hear it, you know, as well. But my people know the story. Get your ass on that fucking bus and get the fuck out.
Shit was funny.
$65, by the way.
Gotta go simple. Gotta go easy. Gotta go Greyhound.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. Tell me I'm not the only one that remember that commercial.
I do. That was funny.
Shit. Okay. Oh shit. I don't like toxic shit. Okay. I am just not with the toxic shit, but
I don't believe you.
To think of it.
I think in the bitch and knew you wasn't gonna call it back.
I did. I was just about to say that. That's exactly what it was.
Wait, what?
Hell no. Fuck what? Not finna do it. Say more. Them motherfuckers ain't hitting you in the back, Two Gun. What'd you say?
I said, I think he nutted in the bitch and he knew he wasn't gonna call it back.
Toxic motherfucker. Look at, to be honest, that was in the high school days. You know, I ain't know no better. I just knocked him down and pressing on to the next one. But still, hey, my bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Not really, though.
Me, huh?
Just you.
And y'all know my history. My history toxic as fuck. I think it's between two things. The first thing was I left a bitch on her bed butt naked. She wanted to fuck.
I remember that.
She wanted to hit, and I was like, nah, I'd rather go play basketball. And then I hit that bitch up, and we all went to go have something to eat after that.
You damn on right.
On her.
That's facts.
The other toxic thing I did was, it was a couple of times that my ex knew that when I was leaving the house, I was going to some other bitch's house. You know what I mean? Like, he knew. And I was just like, hey, yeah, I'm going to go kick with my homeboy. And then she was like, I mean, but to be fair, just like before the time.
To be fair.
It was before the time we started sharing location on the phone and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, me and my exes, we never like shared locations or did none of that shit. But she knew. She knew where the fuck I was going. Mm-hmm. She couldn't prove it, but fuck it. That was talky as fuck.
Gunner.
Me and Mikey are on the same team. Shoot the club up with no regard for human life.
Oh, man.
Turn the club up. Turn the club up, bitch. Turn the club.
Oh, my God.
Like, girl, you pretty. I'm just shit. You know what I mean?
We're up over there. All right, tat, tat, tat. All right, bitch. All right. Where you going? You ain't staying here.
Oh, God.
He might want to go sit on the toilet before you go.
And you better not touch my washcloth.
You're nasty, cousin. Fuck it right. Hey, I'm sorry. Hit it with that ultra.
I think the most toxic shit I've ever done is like when my feelings change. I don't let the other person know my feelings change. I just act different.
How are you supposed to let them know your feelings change, though?
You're supposed to tell them, look, this ain't working no more. I just act different.
I feel you on that one.
You can't say it ain't working no more until you done established a new place to live if y'all live together, first of all.
I think the worst thing that Red said was, and I think Red observed that my feelings changed. Red was just like, dude, you better be glad such and such ain't here because you would have threw a ketchup bottle right across the table at her ass.
See, I see where Ray get it. Throwing bottles and shit.
Relax, man. Relax. Wrong podcast for that.
I had to. I'm sorry, bro.
Ray said, take your time now.
We got to remind the listeners of who Ray Cass is, goddamn. Oh, all right. Let y'all know he ain't about the motherfucking games. I bet. I'm sorry. Go ahead, nigga. I apologize.
But yeah, I just don't tell anybody my feelings change. I just wait for them to leave, tell you the truth.
Roger that. No doubt. I feel you on that, but I've done that a couple of times.
So the next question, I'm just gonna let Two Gun answer this, okay?
Rog.
I bet.
It says, how are all y'all related again?
Look at the two light-skinned niggas that look alike. on the picture that y'all see every time you listen. There you go.
The two light-skinned niggas that look alike. And now, hey, talk about me.
That's profound to me. We all brothers and unofficial cousins. All right,
that's facts.
That is
very
all right.
And look, and everybody like to wear hats except me. Goddamn.
He
man, first of all, almost all you niggas is bald, so it don't matter, bro.
Yo.
Y'all in the mirror shaving your fucking foreheads and shit.
Listen, dog. I started losing my hair at 17, my nigga.
I'm so sorry, nigga. I'm so sorry, nigga. I'm sorry. Dude.
You know one of my worst moments was? I was sitting in a living room with Red, Mikey, and Ba. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Who?
If you don't know who Bi is, it's Big Ass Ashley.
Oh, oh, Jesus Lord. Hey,
yo.
Wow.
Hold up.
Oh. But I was sitting in the living room with them, and we just got done clubbing, right? Yo. I'm sitting in the living room, and I'm about to turn on NBA 2K. And Red's like, yo, digger, I hate to tell you this, man, but you got a... He says, you got skin showing on the back of your head the size of a fist.
When I was
getting my hair cut, all I could see was the front of my head. I didn't see the back of my head until I went into a Hardee's one time, and I looked at the closed circuit camera, and I'm like, yo, damn, that's a big ass bald spot. And it was me.
Good Lord. Like,
damn. Why won't this old motherfucker hurry up and order?
Oh, and shit, it was me.
So your shit was looking like a hollow point 45 round.
Yes.
Damn.
But the thing about it was, I don't think my friends had the heart to tell me. I know my barber didn't want to lose out on that $25 a week.
Maybe he thought you knew. Like, you was just, you know what I mean?
I remember going back in there. I said, yo, Donovan, shave this shit, dog.
Yo, they got motherfucking...
Shout out to I don't know if she listens to the show, but shout out to Ashley.
Ashley. Mm-hmm. Lord, Jeebus, have mercy.
I haven't heard that name in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I'm sorry. This is way off topic. My bad. Why the fuck is Draymond Green covering goddamn Embiid right now? This shit don't make no damn sense. Anyway, press on. Press on.
Because the Warriors want to lose.
Yeah.
All right, so the next question is, what are y'all guys doing for Valentine's Day?
My old lady wants to go to this dope restaurant in Nashville. So
Okay, all right.
We're gonna go down there and have some dinner, you know?
Hopefully the weather nice, because this weather, boy.
Look, man, you ain't lying. I'm cold as fuck. I hate it.
Oh, it was Grandpa's balls, you hear me?
Yeah. I'm not really. We don't really hype it up as more as we used to. So it's been it's every day. So.
Oh.
Look, I got an all out of two guns.
Because all right.
Hey. Go ahead, say it, Mikey. You're goddamn right. Talk that shit.
You're nasty.
I will lock that motherfucker. Goddamn right.
I can hear goddamn Ray over there stomping his damn feet while he's saying that shit too. Lock that motherfucker down.
All right, so
I like to see other people in love. That's a beautiful
there you go.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
I ain't doing shit. I was gonna stay home and watch Grinch. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga here.
Because I'm mad as hell. But no, I'm comfortable with myself. I ain't doing shit for goddamn Valentine's Day. Ain't nothing to celebrate.
Got you. Red?
Because I'm by myself. Yeah. You know?
I'm gonna be real with you. I gotta see when I work that day. Because I don't know. So it's like this.
It's real.
The only thing is, I'm gonna try to see when I work. If I don't work late, then me and the lady will probably go out to dinner somewhere, and then we're gonna go half on a brand new air fryer that she wants to buy.
You another one too? Yeah, I gotta see how that weather turned out, boy.
Oh yeah.
Hey, especially
where he at.
Hey, if the weather ain't playing friendly, then I'm gonna send the kids to mama house. And then we'll just cook something here at the house. Yeah.
Word.
Mm-hmm. I woke up this morning and I was like, I wanted to start shooting at the sky. It's snowing for no reason. And that shit piled up fast, you hear me?
Woke up this morning.
Damn it.
God damn.
Catch yourself a gun.
First of all, my homegirl called me at like, text me at like 6:30 in the morning. It's like, it's snowing. Cause I always be like, yo, this is some bullshit. It's snowing. So I'm like, shit, it ain't snowing over here. The road's clear as hell. I woke up again at like 8:30. Outside is all white. Cars white. Roads white. Everything white. Oh, damn. My God.
All white. Everything.
Destroy your whole
day.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fuck it all up.
That shit horrible.
All right, so Gunner, it's on you. What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I don't know about Valentine's Day, but I'm going to try to buy some cheap-ass chocolate on the 15th.
That sale, boy. I tell you.
Give me a couple of them chocolate covered cherries and shit.
Oh, the what's that shit called? The Amory's ones?
Nah, I don't know what they are, but what's the name of a candy company?
Oh, Queen like Anne's.
Yeah, that's
Queen Anne's. Yeah.
Be ahead. Just like a bad bitch, you heard?
You can get anything, just don't get what's the name of that candy brand? Palmer's.
Nah.
Palmer's nothing.
Digga?
You ever notice that Palmer's chocolate always look ashy?
Yo, you talking about the ones with the bunnies?
Yeah.
You know, them buddies needed ashy. A little bit of Vaseline on them first, right?
Ashy in a motherfucker, boy.
Especially if you live in a cold climate, too. Them shits be gray as hell.
Holy shit.
You gotta shit that shit in the front window for about 10 minutes before you pass it to somebody. That shit gotta melt just a little bit. You know how you be ashy in the summer, you don't want to put on lotion, so you try to get a quick sweat to see if it knocked the ash out? That's how you gotta do with that palm and shit.
Yo, so what I'm gonna do for Valentine's Day is what I do every year. I'm gonna go to work.
Hey, yeah. That works.
That's it. That's what I do every year.
Is there like a specific age where we start like pawning it off to like the weekend or, oh, let me do this a couple days before because I got to fucking work? Is that like...
That's going to be Mark's situation.
No, that's when you got like, your official side mistress.
Oh, my
Jesus, Lord. Whoa.
Well, like, I was just wondering what age does that shit start?
Around 50. I'm serious, you know. It is what it is.
Well, in around 50, around 50.
Y'all gonna grow old together. They not even gonna know it.
Second to last question.
We're like, why you thought you was going to bingo with this bitch two nights a week? Like
bingo with this bitch.
That's our friend. That's a friend of ours.
Oh god.
Shit.
Second to last question. If you could bring back something from the 90s, what would it be?
Bring back something from the 90s. Fucking hip hop, goddamn.
Okay.
Minus Benny. Benny can stay. And Griselda can stay. But the rest of y'all motherfuckers need to get the fuck out. J. Cole can stay.
Can we at least bring Benny Hairline from the 90s?
Can we bring Tupac back? That's my answer.
No, Tupac, Gunner, I heard what you said.
It's my answer. Yeah. I heard that too.
Nah, for real though.
Benny Hairline.
My answer, nigga, is Tupac. Can we bring Tupac back?
Okay.
Yeah. I would say pen and paper.
Yeah,
the old courtship. Hot damn! When you didn't have a motherfucking goddamn Instagram or Facebook or a goddamn Snapchat. Hey girl, how you doing? What's your name?
You know what the old courtship was?
Huh? What's that?
If I was to go to your house and you call the girl I like on the phone and just say, "Hey, what do you think about my friend Daniel?"
Yeah.
Really like,
nigga,
it wasn't no motherfucking speakerphone, nigga, so you had to put that shit right there so you can hear. We did
that shit at recess. Hell. Yeah. I'm just saying. Shout out to Nicole Toy. I love it, baby, forever. Lord, have mercy. Yeah. I swear for God. Mm-hmm. Lord, but yeah, the pen and paper, man. Like, that was just regular, you know. Hey, if you want to have a conversation, I'm gonna get your number on this pen, paper, or pen in the hand, or whatever. And I'm gonna call you from my house, which I don't pay for because my mama got the phone bill. She be getting on the phone at 10 o'clock, asking me why I'm still on the phone when I know I got school in the morning. So, that's what it is.
Gotcha.
For me, it's the same as Mikey, but a little bit more broad would be the omission of like taking out social media.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Because I think that social media really got a lot of people fucked up nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Calling motherfuckers cornballs and shit, and their name is Mimi. sorry. No, but for real, I think that people in general just operated differently when there wasn't no social media. You were forced to do more things. You were forced to go outside. You were forced to do a lot of things that people did in the 90s that we just don't fucking do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the funny shit about it, though. Because motherfuckers now try so hard to be so fucking secretive about their shit. You're trying so hard to go back to those times.
Exactly.
That's what I don't fucking understand.
Don't understand.
Other than that, there's only two other things. Saturday morning cartoons and prices of what things were.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. God. Especially gas.
That's what I was going to say. Gas prices. Mm. That's what the only thing I bring back from the 90s. Gas prices. Mm-hmm.
Gunnus?
I don't really know, but like Mikey was talking about pen and paper. I think pen and paper kind of goes out with age anyway. Because we write notes on the same shit our parents and grandparents write notes on. We find a piece of mail and sit that shit on the table. You know what I mean? You'll be trying to look for no real shit paper. That shit going on the back of a letter of a light bill.
you need this receipt, Daddy.
This receipt.
It says my appointment next week on the back of it.
You know what used to be fucked up? I used to think our parents be leaving bills out and open them on purpose so that way we could see how much shit costs.
I think they were so fucking upset they had to pay the bill. They had to walk away from that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. You ever get in trouble where they bring a bill to you and be like, read what I go through, god damn it.
Oh, you got like a phone bill? A phone bill?
Your phone bill is $86.
Nigga, remember when 1010V21 was popping? What?
1-800-ATT.
All that shit. You talk for 10 minutes, then they had a homie call back for 10 minutes, then you call back for 10 minutes. That's a 30-minute long-distance conversation if you needed to.
Call and collect was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Call and collect, boy.
They you got have a call stuff. From we finished, we ready, click. That's what I'm gonna bring about from the 90s. Motherfucking, we was feral. We was wild children, you hear me? Yeah. 80s and 90s, we was wild. We was doing shit that would have gotten all our parents fucking arrested for like child neglect or some shit like that.
Yo, somebody in the wind tunnel?
I'm outside. The wind's blowing a little bit. My bad.
Yeah, it sounds like a little nippy out there.
See the clarity of this mic. Well, I'm telling you, pause.
Yeah, well, you sound like you was Batman perched on top of a gargoyle watching the city or some shit. Damn!
Shout out to Gargoyle.
Yes, sir.
Show, speaking of Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, I just miss like being tough. Like we was a tougher generation.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like we would do stunts and try to do stuff that we shouldn't have been doing.
Creative on as TV. Fuck. Too. You know what I mean? Like creative as fuck. I feel like nowadays kids are creative, but they're not creative unless they have like technology involved.
Exactly.
You know
what I mean?
They're not creative unless they're trying to do something that's viral.
Right,
we were outside.
Look at BMX. Yes. BMX before was BMX. Hell,
you know how long we used to stay outside in the 90s?
Serious,
bruh, nigga, you come back in the house 4 shades darker, like you ain't even the same person you left as.
For real.
The bad part about it is, do you know how many miles we caught, you know, just walking places?
Oh my gosh,
motherfuckers. Hey, they'll never understand the rush you get when you fucking knock on a fucking door and haul the fuck out. You better not let them catch you. And you know what was fucked up? You know what's fucked up? We did all of this shit in our bad shoes because we couldn't wear the good shoes.
No.
We running down the street doing all this walking in motherfucking Bobos and shit. Bobos.
Oh my God.
We didn't have that Ultra Boost for the comfort.
Hell no. The technology they got nowadays. Got y'all your steps in that day. Hell
yeah, for real.
And for all the people who be like
old people,
Now go ahead.
Old people walking past trees, hearing little kids laughing and shit. What's
going on over there?
How the fuck they get up there? Yes, that was me, man.
Who think like it might have been unsafe for kids to just be wandering around like that, like, you know what I mean? But if it's 4 or 5 black kids in the group just wandering around and somebody tried to kidnap us, that shit was not going down.
Mm-mm, no, nothing.
That wasn't going down.
No.
All that would have mean was we had a new van to ride around in at 10 years old. For real. You go park that shit somewhere, that's going to be the clubhouse.
Oh, shit. I'll tell you this, in my opinion, the worst thing that happened to us is motherfuckers come outside, yell at us, get out their yard. That's it.
Boy.
Don't you walk through this yard?
What? And even we threw a quick fuck you at him.
Right? and nothing would happen. No police was called or nothing like that.
I ain't gonna lie. The only thing we had to really worry about is them houses with that rebel flag on it.
Boy,
yeah.
That and dogs,
yeah,
dogs. Because no, you know you got loose dogs all over the goddamn neighborhood and shit. Boy,
listen, we had a dog in our neighborhood that would bark behind a fence like crazy. But when we saw that motherfucker in real life, that dog was one of the sweetest dogs ever. Like, what the fuck?
We just walk up to you like, yeah, yeah. How you doing? Smell my palm. Smell my palm.
Everybody used to live because
we knew the truth.
No, but here's the thing.
That quiet dog that was staying tall, looking at you.
Uh-huh.
That's when you knew it was time to run.
Thing. You know the thing about that dog that was so intimidating. You know what the dog's name was?
Uh oh.
Hans.
Yeah, wow. It was a Rottweiler, right?
A big like ass Rottweiler.
Like Gruber? Hans Gruber?
Yeah.
It's like Hans Gruber.
Yeah, damn. The dog's name was Hans. And what I think back fuck? And I'm like,
drop that motherfucker off.
Fucking dog named Hans?
Hold on. I don't think you quite understand, Digger. Hans?
Wow.
And the dog is German? What?
The dog was a Rottweiler.
And it's a Rottweiler?
I don't think you quite understand the situation there.
Man, can you say that dog, if he put his right hand up and that's it? Heil Hitler? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Hans. I want to meet the owners. That's what I need to see. Name this dog Hans.
The dog named Hans, he don't like black people.
But I'm sure y'all are some war criminals.
Red,
do you want to tell the story about when we met this guy?
Yeah, man.
I'll tell it real quick. So apparently this guy, I don't know if he was like your uncle or granddad or whatever the fuck, but like he had some chicks that lived there, like that were visiting for the summer, and we had met them or whatever. So Digga,
it wasn't the summer, it was the winter.
Whatever. some kind of vacation.
Aggressive whatever there.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But Digga, it was you and somebody else that was hollering at him, and I was just kind of like
me the third and Steven. Wheel.
Yeah, and I was just kind of like the third wheel. So we go and we go in this house, and in my mind, I'm thinking, oh shit, this is the house where Hans lives. you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, so we go up in the house, and then the dog is super fucking nice, right? And like, looking at our palms and jumping on that, wanted to be pet. And I was like, I said, I don't know if this motherfucker trying to trick us before he attacks us. But I ain't down with this. But the chick that was there, that was like, oh, the dogs are nice, whatever. So
I can't stand that bullshit ass excuse. Oh, yeah. Lord.
We're sitting there, 3 niggas, 2 white girls, and the dude comes home.
Just how you said it just now. Yeah. 3 niggas, 2 white girls.
So when this dude gets there, I mean, the first thing he does is see like 3 niggas on his couch. And I'm like, oh shit, because this motherfucker looks like a redneck, like straight redneckish.
And believe me, that's the same thing he said when he walked in the door. Who is these 3 niggas on my couch?
No, but here's the funny part, man, because like his vibe and his energy did not match his look. He came, he was dapping us up, and it was like, hey man, and then what would you say? We were talking about basketball. He was like, basketball. Yeah, man, Fucking Alvin Iverson, man.
Alvin.
Like, who the fuck? Alvin. Yeah. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I look at Dick and Steven. I was like, who the fuck is Alvin?
Then it was just like, and then that other dude, Dikembe Mutombo.
Mutombo.
What?
Alvin fucking, yeah. He's like, about Dikembe Mutombo. Alvin fucking, Dikembe Mutombo. And I was like, okay. And then, this is where I got up and left. He's like, yeah, man. Did y'all watch any of those fuck flicks or some shit like that?
What?
Because he had porn in the VCR.
Yeah, he had porn in the VCR. He was like, did y'all watch any of those
It was porn in the living room VCR where the family gathers?
Correct.
Yes.
Jesus. Boy. Lord have mercy.
Damn. Bro, y'all might be lucky to be alive. That sounds like the start of a bad horror movie.
That sounds like a motherfucker who named their dog Hans. Bro. Nigga, in my mind, I was thinking to myself, what in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre bullshit?
Yo, y'all niggas was about to be Arnold and the Bicycle Man.
Hey, but I don't know. We got out of it alive. I don't know if Dick and Steven got the coochie or whatever the fuck from this.
Of course we did.
Whatever. I just know I needed to get the fuck out that house, man. That's why we brought you back. I was like, Alvin Iverson, porno, in the main room TV. Yeah, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
No, they were bringing their friends over. That's why we bought you back.
Yeah, I was like, man, fuck that shit. I was out of here.
So the last question, I think this is gonna be the favorite question of the night. It says, "What's your favorite liquor?"
Hold on, did you answer the '90s question? Did it?
Oh yeah,
he said gas prices. Okay, cool. What was the question? I'm sorry.
Last question: what's your favorite liquor?
It's Clase Azul. I'm a tequila guy. You know what I'm saying? I take tequila straight. Fuck with it.
Keep ringing the bell in Vegas, making us all drink.
Bruh. Yep, oh my goodness. No, y'all wasn't Ray roommate, goddamn. Bruh. Okay.
Bruh. Oh no, that was not my roommate.
Holy shit.
My roommate we just talked at me for snoring.
Ray, look at Ray be on the phone with the wife and said, motherfucker, let my nigga be mid-conversation. Yeah, hey, baby, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we just went out, ding. What, nigga? I don't know. What the fuck? Yeah, baby, me and Mike about to take a shot right now. Like, ain't this a bitch?
Boy,
I was just chilling, watching TV, and then ding. Oh, Lord. I was like, first guy's trip and shit, man. The first guy's trip I was on, he was like, you gonna get all the smoke out there. Ding. Like, all right, motherfucker. Okay. Quit hitting that motherfucking ting, then the ting, ting, pause. You know,
Clase Azul, man. It's a great story behind that bottle.
What is it? Yes, sir.
It's tequila. It's tequila. Yeah, so the creator, I guess, I'm gonna be quick. I apologize. The creator of the bottle made the game of, if you're in a room, you just loosen it a little bit and you hit it and it'll make a bell sound, like you ringing a bell to tell somebody, you know, hey, I'm here.
Oh, you talking about that tall, skinny thing look like the inside of the grandma bloom macaroni dish?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a great description.
The one that looked like a Thanksgiving dish.
Yeah.
That shit don't come out for Sunday dinner. That don't come out Thanksgiving.
That ain't right.
Yeah. Thanksgiving.
Holy shit. Yeah, man, you kind of got, you already know. Hand dog. Hell.
Really?
Yeah. Drink that damn Hennessy. What you thought it was? What you talking about? So really?
Yeah.
Hennessy?
Like you a special kind of nigga to not be locked up more often.
Well, I kind of stayed to myself, sir. I'll stay out too late anymore, so I just come back to the house, cut on the game, drink some Hennessy, and I ain't drank Hennessy in about a good 4 or 5 months, to be honest with you. So, I'm about to go buy a bottle tomorrow.
I done seen a bottle of Hennessy turn into madness. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
dog, I just retire that shit.
Dog, look, it don't mix too well with my.
No, sir.
Yeah, I'm a creature of habit when it comes to liquor. So if I'm trying to chill, Syrah, doesn't matter the flavor, I mix it well.
Okay.
If I'm trying to fight, it's going to be Hennessy.
See, you know.
And if I'm trying to get somebody pregnant, it's going to be the Patron.
So far,
no lie, when it comes to Patron, baby, I am 2 for 2.
I am 2. Yeah.
What color? Yellow, green, or the, what is it? Silver?
Come on. One was the green, one was the orange one. Or it's like the goldish, the orange goldish one, whatever. Uh-huh. That one is
the golden tequila.
That nigga said, yeah. I am 2 for 2.
I am 2 for 2. You don't believe me? They upstairs right now.
I knew it.
All right, good luck.
Well, y'all know, I don't know. I don't drink, but yeah. I have had times when I got my little sip on, but I'm on some old. Just old nigga shit. I used to drink this shit called Manischewitz. Nah, Manischewitz. Concord grape. This shit tastes like communion wine.
Ooh, shit.
Where, you know how good communion wine used to taste when you was little?
What? Shit, I didn't
know. I was from the South, man. I got grapefruit juice, bro. I ain't getting no damn
nigga, well, it tastes just like that.
Oh, bet.
But the bottle, you singing every old school song on somebody's porch by the time you finish it. For real, you're not going to be sloppy or nothing, but everything is just going to feel like just chilling, especially on the summer day. It's like, that's the only thing I ever really drink.
So, for me, those who know me know I don't drink at all. But right. If I was to drink, it's going to be any kind of amaretto.
Yeah, very true.
DiSerrano by choice.
And I know it hasn't been long. You haven't been drinking a long time when you drink DiSerrano. But have you ever drank anything outside of that ever?
I've had low shelf amaretto, and believe it or not, the low shelf amaretto gets you fucked up quicker than DiSerrano does.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
The low shelf amaretto be having. It's a delicious amaretto be having you taking your shirt off in the middle of a parking lot. It's like, you want a fucking piece of meat?
That's because you fucking dying on the inside.
dying on the inside,
bro.
Yo, real quick, has anybody ever had like white Hennessy, pure white Hennessy?
I have.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just asking because I never had that before.
You know, the last time I drank was actually at Jaden's graduation.
Yeah, he was over here. This motherfucker was taking shots like it was nothing. I was like, God damn.
But the thing about it was, I found this one thing in New York. It was, what was it? The chocolate strawberry amaretto?
Yeah. Mm.
That shit was great.
What is it? It's a liqueur?
Yeah, it was a liqueur. Chocolate strawberry.
And you got to mix it with something? Amaretto.
No, I just drank that shit. I drank that shit straight.
Man, that shit don't taste like syrup.
No.
I will say this, though. I will say this. Shout out to Digger because he definitely held his liquor better than our pops.
Your dad was cursing at the graduation, bro.
He was cussing at the guests.
What was he drinking?
This is my son house. Y'all can get the fuck out. No, one of my co-workers showed up, and my dad was like, Pop was like, nah, man. You better put that goddamn drink on your. Yeah, you take that shit like a punk. Go ahead. Damn,
huh? Yo, shout out to Bob, bro.
Shout out to the fan, like, man.
Holy shit.
What was he drinking? What's your pop was drinking?
Everything.
We were drinking Hennessy and Cabassier shots.
What?
Oh,
no.
Damn. We were taking 3 shots because we had Patron.
Tequila?
Yeah, we had some kind of, was it Patron? I don't know if it was Patron. We had tequila.
It was two different kinds of tequilas. Patron was one of them.
Yeah, it was some kind of tequila that somebody had brought and was like, yo, this is some special shit or whatever the fuck. But we were taking tequila shots. We had Henny shots. We ran out of Henny. We started drinking Cabassier.
God. So y'all just Long Island your stomach from the inside.
Pretty fucking much.
Wow.
Pop got drunk without cussing anybody out.
Nigga, you know what a Long Island do to you?
But here's the thing, though. Do you know why I was proud of myself?
Yeah.
Because I was taking out the triple shot glass.
And you was you was doing the same mix. Wow. Good That's how you Lord. Hit the fucking floor and lose an eye or something.
I don't know. I don't know what happened that day, man. But we was like, I wobble, but I ain't fall down for shit.
I wobble.
No, but you know what I think it was? After I took a shot, I kept on downing like some kind of juice or soda. Just to like neutralize myself.
That don't neutralize that shit. That sugar make that shit go to your system faster.
Yeah, we did have a shit ton of food, man.
We did.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you know and that sweet shit will fuck
gotta
you
gotta
up.
Gotta eat first.
Yes. And I was manning the grill, man. That was the first time that I got to be the uncle in the house. You manning the grill.
On the grill. Yeah.
Okay. Do you pick your feet up or you slide your fucking feet like Dick or like Mikey?
I pick my feet up.
Oh, slide like a motherfucker. Wow.
Boy. So,
I think this is a good point to end the show. But before I actually wanted to give Mikey a chance to speak.
Appreciate y'all being on the show. Appreciate y'all being on the show. Ray, welcome back, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Welcome back.
Love
See
you, brother.
Love you, go suck a dick. Anyway, I'll just go ahead and just press on from there. Everyone, if y'all listening right now, no matter whatever you're going through with your loved ones or your immediate family, make sure y'all call them. Make sure you tell them you love them. And if you can see him, give him a kiss. My niece, she will be transitioning tomorrow, I don't know, morning or afternoon, and can't be there, but I am flying out to South CAC on Thursday. So I'd like to say RIP, my baby. I love you. Uncle God, Daddy got you. Mm-hmm. Got your mama, and it got your sister. So, on that note, God don't make no mistakes.
Hey,
for sure, man.
Closing statement from everybody. Rick. Wait, was that your closing statement or?
Yes, it was.
Okay, cool.
All right so Ray. All right, I would be wrong if I didn't even start out by saying like, Mikey, you my brother. You've been my brother for decades. So I'm praying for you and the family, man. And we always here.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
you know, that's
that.
How we are on this with these guys on this podcast. We always here. Right. But I'm just going to keep it brief, man. Like, understand your environments and what's going on. If you don't understand when motherfuckers are smarter than you, you got to ask and talk all the shit to try to get a ruse out of you. And then have the audacity to be named fucking Mimi. So I'm going to say it like this because I'm going to go back to the 90s question. So I'm going to take it back to the 90s. Don't you bring your ass back on this motherfucking show asking questions. Don't you bring your ass on this goddamn show again. Fucking up my people's good time. Don't you do it again. Fuck. Man, appreciate it, Digger. Love you. Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate
Love you too, bro. You know this. Man. You know the vibes.
Yes, sir.
It's on me?
Mikey.
Yeah,
I just sent you Mimi's profile.
Oh, goddamn,
bro.
It's on me.
It's on you.
All right. So first and foremost, once again, Mikey, we're praying for you and your fam and everything y'all got going on.
Yes, I appreciate
that. We here for you. And that kind of transitions into what I want to say. To Ray's point, man, this is a lot of stuff that we do for entertainment. We answer questions. We try to give y'all a different way of thinking. And, you know, and a lot of the stuff, we don't know what each other is going through. And this is bigger than what you think it is. You may think that we mask things behind this and maybe think that we're cornballs and shit. But this is an outlet for us to give our honest opinion to the folks that listen. This is an outlet for us. But we can express ourselves and say what the fuck we want to say. You know what I mean? And you can take it how you want. You can think we're cornballs. You can think we're masking shit. That's cool. That is absolutely cool. But know this. We will always give you the real.
Correct. Right?
Just like when we called your girl a bitch, that was me giving you the real. When we called you a bitch, that was me giving you the real. Because that's really how we address things, right? But at the end of the day, we all people, we all have something that we go through, and we use this as an outlet to express that, right? So if you feel some type of way about how we talk to our guests or anything like that, I'm still just going to say thanks for rocking with us, because I'm pretty sure that you're still listening to the goddamn show right now.
Yeah.
So the world's still a crazy place, so y'all look out for one another. God don't make mistakes. Love y'all. Thank y'all for the questions.
Thank you guys.
There was some good ones today. As for Mimi, yo.
Hey, Mimi.
Just press on, my brother. Just press on. It's not worth the trouble that you tried to call.
Oh, Ray, yo, I sent the profile to you, too.
I'm sorry to cut in, but that motherfucker looked familiar.
Damn. You probably saw
no. You know the fuck I know, he better not look familiar.
You probably saw his picture when you were fucking his girl.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
On a nightstand and shit. Oh, damn.
Dick sucking in the auto.
Let's be serious.
Good.
You know, let's try to keep our composure. All right. Where's the Mikey and his family?
Thanks for appreciation.
Ray coming back after how many months? A whole season, right?
Yeah, a whole season. Appreciate you.
Oh, welcome back.
He said he'd come back like I'd never, like, I'm always
never
on
left.
And I just want everybody to know we in no way condone bullying of any sort.
No.
So, you know, we don't condone any of that.
But we some petty ass niggas, though. We're not even fucking this bitch.
Like, some people, I guess people just don't know that they weird. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah. Like, it's like, hey, look at me over here. Like, whatever. If you like people asking you stupid questions, then you stand in front of them and you carry on a wonderful conversation.
Correct.
Other than that, just say what it is.
Word, word, word. Oh, shit, it's my turn?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, first things first. Mikey, I've always told you this and I've always stood by it. Anytime you need me, I'm there.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. We're all family.
Absolutely.
Man. Like, there has never been a moment where you weren't able to come to me for anything or everything.
Because I don't, because I'm stubborn. But, you know, I got you. I got you on that. I got you. I got you. Yes, sir.
No,
yes,
we've
sir.
Dropped our fries sometimes, you and I.
You're right.
But
just look over your shoulders, Mikey. Ooh.
God, I can.
No. But,
so, you know, my heart is with you and your family in this tough time. So
appreciate that, Bo.
Want to get that out the way. Second thing, thank you, listeners. Thank you, guys who ask the questions. Thank you to my correspondents on the show. Thank you for those who listen every week. Shout out to Ryan, who, like, always is the first person to tell me, you know, about the show. You know, shout out to X-Jack, everybody that supported the show over the years and that's been on the show over the years. Correspondents, you guys, Ray, this is your first time back in a long time. You're one of many that done over 50 shows. You know what I mean?
Facts. Appreciate you.
My other two correspondents who's been on over 100. You know what I mean? Like, that means a lot to not only me, but to the listeners. To the listeners who ask questions, who still don't even know who family is on this show. That's a weird flex, but... But we love you guys. To Mimi.
Hey, Mimi.
You too. Like, honestly, you just given us enough material for weeks. If you know anybody going through a hard time or bad luck or anything, it takes 2 seconds to ask them if they're good. Those 2 seconds can go a long way.
That man gonna call in people on us, talk about we was picking on him.
He was teasing me. I will say this. Listeners, I will. Me and Digga had a little conversation and shit like that. But like these Talk Tuesdays, I'm gonna put the questions on my Instagram so my peoples can get onto the show. Or not onto the show, but right. Ask questions and shit like that. It might be some repetitive questions, but still at the same time,
we're gonna make it happen. Because like even when I was going over the questions with Two Gun earlier, all the ones that were redundant, he was like, "Yeah, we did that before. We asked that before."
Yeah,
and he was just like, "Yo, what was your answer to that?" Okay, I remember that question. So
yeah. So sometime later on, I mean, some questions might be answered again, but you know, understand this new followers and shit like that. You know, let's go.
So like, and then on top of that, you gotta realize this is 7 years of this show, man.
Going nowhere, my nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
You like seven years.
You damn right.
Into Mimi, get your people to listen to it, man. Look at all the exposure you got today.
That nigga look familiar though. God, grown ass. I just don't know.
Fucking grown ass man.
And if you want to, if you need more exposure.
Hey,
Mimi. We got you. Other than that, God bless and good night.
Hey, holla at y'all, boy.
All right.
I got off the goddamn show. What am I doing?